Okay. Before we get started, I want you to think about how pleasant it is to enter, would be to enter, can be to enter a deep state of relaxing trance, the kind of sliding, slipping, sinking thought process that is both relaxed and focused. And you will need a little bit of focus for the game to follow. For this one is a game. The concept of fractionation always is the rising up and falling down, the being allowed to muddle around, half in a trance, your mind enjoying the inertia of down, and then up and down once more. The numbers might be disjointed at times, and there can even be a process that hits you quite pleasurably out of nowhere, a tingling over the whole body or a blankness that deepens you down. And the most important part is just that you follow. I'll ask you to do some of the basic physiological things involved in trance. I might ask you to open your eyes, ask you to close your eyes, ask you to raise an arm or let it drop so that your hand slaps down on your thigh and the pulse of relaxation rolls through you. But whatever I request and whatever I ask, only do it if you think it's going to take you deeper into trance. This adds another layer that's unpredictable even for me and quite fun for you. If I ask you to open your eyes during this induction, during the fractionation, during the sinking, during the waking, but it feels more natural to keep them closed, then maybe you'll keep them closed. Maybe you'll let them flutter open, then close them again, and so on. Any changes in state I induce or invite or instruct are temporary only. Follow them to the extent that it helps you slide deeper. Follow your instincts. Go with intuition. And above all else, enjoy yourself. The induction can be that too, especially if there's a little bit of, let's face it, arousing, let's face it, teasing, rising up and falling down, snapping in and snapping out, involved sleep. So follow. All I'm going to do is help you go under and leave you in the most deep and relaxing sleep I can induce by the end. But in between, many things might happen. And they might be aimed at confusing or exhausting or focusing you in specific ways. But first, we start with what I asked at the very beginning to acknowledge. You want to go deep. It would feel very good to be at peace and in a place of serene focus. And if you get there through a little bit of a slide up and down, all the better. Remember, fractionation just means you rise up, but then you get to go back under. You resist and hold yourself at a somewhat wakened place, but you can always feel the trance tugging you back down and down. The overall trend and direction will be down and down. I'm here to help you sink and sleep so the fun can begin. So anything I do that has you, open your eyes or raise your arm, move or shift, it's all in the spirit of you eventually sliding down. So maybe each time you open your eyes, each time you snap out and up, you'll slide a little deeper the next time, as if you were exhausting the amount of energy you have for sitting awake and fractionated when your mind would really rather be deep. So get comfortable, get relaxed, and listen to me as I ask you to do things. Do them with me, but remember the caveat that if you intuit something would take you deeper, you do that instead. Being able to go deeper and imagine the pleasure therein is already a temptation. So you have a bit of an advantage, and we're going to have a bit of fun. I can help you be soothed, blanked out, gently drift off. But I can also just provide a non-stop flow of verbiage, sometimes going up, sometimes going down. So relax. Listen. Fade out. To do that, all you need to do is follow simple instructions. And firstly, breathing. As you listen to someone help you enter trance, your body becomes more relaxed. It knows what you're consciously and subconsciously expecting, and what you think a trance feels like actually does help you go deeper. There can be moments where you think that you're becoming more alert and more awake instead of deeper and sleepier and blanker. And that's just the focus part of hypnosis happening. It's also the intent of the other party. I want you to be able to focus. I want you to be able to tell me what helped, what took you deeper, and that you took on board all the things I took the trouble to put out here for you. So one thing a lot of people forget is breathing. But you're allowed to pay attention to your breathing. And anytime you want to go deeper, you can climb inside your breathing while you listen to me, helping you go under. All your cares and worries get exhaled. So let's get started. Relax as completely as possible as you follow my words. You're going to need to use a little bit of brain power to keep up anyway, to keep up along the trend and trail of my words, moving through the various levels you sink through. These are different for everyone, but typically there is an uppermost state where you're lightly drifting down, the foreplay of trance where you're thinking about my words, focusing on my voice, and things start to seem a little easier to focus on. Kind of blank ambivalence toward the world outside, and a dedicated focus toward the world we share, where lying there is less effort than doing anything else, and promises pleasure, and so you will do it. And at this level, it does get a little more difficult to get up the will to move without a specific instruction. The will without my additions. The will of your own volition. Because it feels good to stay still. The gradual soothing of your muscles, the relaxation of your breathing, the way it carries away your stress with every long breath in, long exhalation, deep breath in. Then there's a second level of trance under that. And to get there, you tend to follow little exercises that help you go down. The induction or some kind of pre-trance instruction. That's what we're going to discuss now. And as you listen to me, you may have already found it easy to let yourself go. You could shoot right past me, down into deeper levels, or rise up into higher ones. But you'll be able to hear me regardless of which direction you go in. It's easy to fall toward my voice, wherever you are. And as I'm only proceeding deeper, you'll only fall deeper as it goes on. I hope that this is familiar, comforting, helpful. And by now you've listened enough to my voice to take it on board. To predict my intonation and absorb my intention. Let your mind and body do what you really want to do. And since when you really want to do that, entering trance, sliding under, listening to me, your mind will give it a chance. Make it happen. Open the door and I can help guide you through. So focus on your body for a moment, and on the idea of relaxation itself. When you relax normally, your body feels heavy and easy and warm, and it becomes less desirable to move. The idea being that staying still lets you focus more completely on the relaxing mechanism you're using. A warm bath, a massage, or the right voice in your ear helping, for example. Lots of people think that very deeply hypnotized people don't move unless instructed, but of course they can move. Hypnosis is a state where you reach such a level of relaxation and yet focus that it's personalized to you. Moving simply interferes with the pleasure when it's deliberate. But when it's incidental movement you need to make for greater comfort, it's the easiest thing in the world. That state of focus and poise between waking and sleeping, hypnosis can do that for you. And understanding that as you listen to my voice may help you to find the point where, if you think about moving your arms and legs, or even struggle to do so, your subconscious reminds you that it's really a better idea to just let your body be, unless you have to move. You may find it easier to ignore extraneous external thoughts that tell you to move, and instead to focus on the ones that might instruct action within my verbiage itself. If you ever think such thoughts, you're just going to feel like relaxing deeper. And I think you may find thinking about moving your legs or your feet, like you're thinking right now, moves them not much at all. It spends the last little bit of energy you had for moving your legs or feet and makes them twitch a little, fall flat, and then be exhausted. Because the second you try to move it, it becomes that much more difficult. And any attempt to resist and cause your feet or legs to just move lets them be heavier and warmer and more relaxed instead. So now what we're going to do is this. Listen. Follow, and hear a very simple exercise you can do to help you go further, further for you, further with me, to a point that is appropriate for you to receive new instructions, fantasize in new ways. So imagine the pleasure that will come with that, being able to just listen and direct, accept and follow, letting everything sink deeply into your head, into your mind, to help you relax. You want to go to that place, and this exercise is to help you get there. So all you need to do is control one small bit of you at a time. If your eyes are open or closed, ensure they become open now. That can be very difficult. They may be heavy by now, and you're used to going to a place where they are. But you'll find you can open them, I think. So go ahead and open them, even if they droop or blink a lot. Just go ahead and look straight ahead. When you open them, when they've opened, find a spot on the wall or an object in the room, the ceiling, anything that's in your field of vision, without moving it too much. But it's okay to move it a little. Find a spot, fixate on it for me. It can simply be a spot you choose, stare at it. Blink as you normally would. Though your blinks may be drowsy and slow, it's still acceptable to let your eyes close for those blinks, but retain their openness afterward. Just keep them open when you can. And now comes the good part. Take 3 deep breaths with me. I'll breathe in 2. In. And then out. Letting everything flow with that. In. And then out. Good. And a final time, in. Eyes fluttering closed with the final out, if they weren't already asleep. Good. Now as I count down, I'm going to count from 100. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to open your eyes on the odd numbers, close your eyes on the even numbers. And the moment you open your eyes, try your best to enter a state of alert focus on that same spot you were staring at. What's going to happen is, as you listen, you may find your mind gets a little tired. That's all this is about, relaxing and tiring out the conscious mind till the subconscious can help you do what you really want to, till the conscious mind is caught in cycles of relatively logical behaviors that make sense, but nonetheless are distracting and containing an endless loop while the subconscious comes to the foreground. So with your eyes closed, I'm going to count down. Open your eyes slowly. They may be very heavy, and you may find it difficult to keep them open. And by the time you get them open and you're focusing on the spot, it could be time for you to close them again. You may have hit the odd numbers on which you open your eyes, and then the even number where you close them before you've got them all the way open. That's all right. Open them nice and slow, with relaxation washing in waves, like you were pushing water away and emerging, rising like a submarine, waves beating off your hull. Rising, and your subconscious is there, and when my voice hits your mind and resonates from there to every other part of your body, you'll know when it's time to open, when it's time to close. Completely warm. Any thought about moving only brings thoughts of how you're going to end up closing your eyes and going deep anyway. How much better it feels to stay still. And that thought comes straight from the subconscious and interrupts other thoughts with a more attractive fantasy, idea, hypnotic trance. You might want to see what's going to happen here, so you explore it with me. You will get the slow, steady stillness you want. So I'm going to count down, and as I count, whenever I say a number, if it's an even number, close your eyes. And if it's an odd number, open them. Those eyes can close, they can open, and we're going to start now, closing on even. Opening on odd, remembering to do it slow, remembering what I said about if something takes you deeper, do that instead of whatever I say. 100. Even. So close your eyes, or if they're already closed, imagine closing a second set further inside. Take a deep breath and relax. 99. So you open them, fixating on that spot, opening slow, and take another deep breath. And 98. Eyes closed. Very good. Just envision yourself releasing all the cares of the day. Imagine how good it'll feel. Those cares, concerns, thoughts leaving you as easily as air leaves your lungs, and then returns without those cares and concerns later. 97. More difficult. Even thinking about opening your eyes may be more difficult, but remember, you've got that little rule to climb back into, the rule that if opening your eyes and waking yourself enough to stare and focus is too difficult, you'll do what takes you deeper anyway, because you're always trending deeper. 96 is eyes closed. Good. Find yourself wanting to go deeper and deeper. Practice wanting, as you might forget whether your eyes should open or close, but you can always remember the want. 95, easy to forget. 94, Difficult to remember whether they should be closed, and as soon as you forget, they stay closed, and you can relax deeper and deeper at that time because you know if an instruction does something that is anything other than take you deeper, you just disregard it and do what takes you deeper instead. 93. Good, whether it comes now or later on. 92. Deeper and deeper relaxed. It's very easy to respond and incorporate my voice as I say 91. 90. And your eyes want to stay closed now, even deeper. 88. 86. Deeper and deeper. Easy to forget, difficult to remember. Same thing. 84. 82. Whether they should be opened or closed. 79. 75. Deep breaths. 74. The number's skipping away so quickly now that you find yourself just wanting to go deeper, to get it over with, to slide, even though your mind is getting tangled in logical webs. Ease your eyes closed, as your eyes want to stay that way, want to stay there, and every time you forget to remember or remember to forget, open or closed, odd or even, you go deeper and further. Further and deeper to a place where you're open, receptive, ready, and your mind is there to consider my discussion, my contribution, your existing desires. 60. And things I say when you're done, when you're faded, deep, when you're relaxed and sleep, those things get taken into the subconscious mind that's there waiting for when the conscious mind just gives up and sleeps. 50. Eyes closed and going deeper. I gave you a nice little reminder. 50 is eyes closed, forgetting to remember, remembering to forget. 40, 4-0. 30, 3-0. Feeling good. Responding to my voice, relaxing deeper and deeper now. I'm going to continue deepening, and you'll feel your body sink. And there are different kinds of deepness you're going to feel. There are different kinds of deepness that will dance over you. The mere disregarding of things outside of this space, the understanding of your gradually falling mind, the removal of the consideration of outside consideration altogether. For example, things you would need to do, what others would think, they are aside. This is a time set aside just for us, and we are here. 22-0. Peaceful. The considerations of a weary day, the requirements of the outside world, are far from this place because we're getting so low and deep down. And it feels good to let go and feel the tension easing from you as if under gentle massage. 1-0-10. Your body relaxing, where anything I say will simply be accepted as a perfect relaxing trance. Here it is very easy to remember what this trance is like, to envision your peaceful place, the location inside of you that is utterly and completely relaxing. Everyone has that place in some way. You need it to deal with the outside world, to take the time to breathe and center yourself, to actually find a place where you listen with parts of you that are ordinarily too busy keeping your brain running to accept new suggestions, where the subconscious hears what it needs is here, ignoring what only the conscious mind needs to think about. And as you envision this place you're already in, imagine how good it will feel to take everything I say deeply inside. And you may find you can imagine getting sleepy, eyelids heavy, droopy, drowsy. In fact, your eyelids feel so heavy. Even if you wanted to open them, or you tried to open them, you want to stay deep more. That is a good sign. They want to stay shut, you want them shut so you can explore what you can do with your eyes closed. Even though you've been periodically focusing on that spot on the ceiling, periodically reopening and refocusing, that's just fatigued and worn out, a part of you that was snapping up, sliding down, sliding deeper, going up and down. Eyes open, eyes closed. You find you want your eyes to stay shut, and that means you've already progressed very far. The point is now. It could also be minutes from now. There may be times and moments when you open, when you focus just a little, when you think about your eyes staying shut or opening and whether that matters and what it means. But that gives you a good feeling to think of them staying shut and the accomplishment and the fun to come. So relax deeper and deeper into trance. Feel good, let yourself go, affirm to yourself that going deeper is what you want. That the sliding up and sliding down has slingshotted and elasticed you deeper to a place where, when you go into that state, and we proceed onward into explanations and eventually into sleep, you are more and more capable of envisioning that relaxing, warm sleep, letting it overtake you, and letting your mind explore it, because you've spent time pushing upward, don't you think it's about time, by now, with the up and the down, the open and the close, the following and falling and sinking, And deepening. It's time to just be deep and have some fun.